This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day for mourning. It's never a great day for mourning, certainly not in the case of a tragic death, but it is a great day of mourning for George Floyd. The funeral service running on and on in Houston. A lot of emotional speeches, including one from the Vice President of the United States, the former Vice President of the United States, candidate for President Joe Biden. He addressed his remarks to the little daughter of George Floyd. We will get to that on the Michael Medved Show. Al Sharpton is due to deliver the eulogy at that funeral. Does this all mark a change in our politics? And a big, sweeping, permanent change that's going to shape the whole election. CNN thinks so. They have a new poll that shows a commanding lead for Joe Biden and the new emergence of a dominant issue in this election. Is the dominant issue now race relations, really? Apparently, everybody seems to think so, including Republicans. And could that be partially related to headlines like these from Drudge? Massive protest in Hollywood turns into F the police music video. Bloody pig head left outside police station. New York City to paint Black Lives Matter on streets across city. They've already also painted on streets in Washington, D.C. Defund the police. Looters boast about stolen goods on Facebook, try to resell items. Arsonists targeting homes with American flags on display. Do you think that America is going to vote for that? Or more of that? And so, how do you stop it? How do you stop it without respect for the police departments and the people in law enforcement who keep us all safe? It's one of the crucial questions here. Will the question that Americans look at, and the question that is supposed to be now a new overriding question in our politics, is that question going to be, do I respect and honor and need police officers? Do we believe that police are essential for our safety and our very survival? Or do we... is the question going to be, what do we do to get along? The Rodney King question from years ago, can't we all get along? We all want to get along, or most people do, don't they? The intensity of this entire battle only seems to be ratcheting up. 1-800-955-1776. It raises questions. Gerald Seib at the Wall Street Journal writes about the national deficit. No, not the deficit of money. That's bad enough. We're going to have a deficit of close to $2 trillion for this year, which is a record. It's phenomenal. It's unprecedented. It reflects some of the efforts to try to hold back the impact of the pandemic and of the lockdowns. And there's also a report from London, from the Imperial College of Medicine, that the lockdowns in various countries saved a lot of lives. They claim saved 500 million lives worldwide. Could that be true? We will get to that on the Michael Medved Show. And even CNN asking, is defund the police a massive political mistake? Well, yeah, it is. Of course it is. Certainly it is. And anyone who doesn't see that is blind. The president of the New York Police Benevolent Association's police union, And by the way, I feel very positively toward police unions. And maybe it's because I do feel, and I have felt ever since I've been an adult, very positively toward police officers. But the president of the New York Police Benevolent Association, his name is Mike O'Mara. And it's a kind of name you expect, I guess, from a cop in New York City, right? O'Mara. So, Officer O'Mara, who is the union head, did a press conference yesterday where he said he's a little bit fed up with all of the efforts to trash the reputation of police officers. Listen.
Good afternoon. My name is Mike O'Mara. I'm the president of the New York State Association of PBAs. And I just want to talk to you, the press, and I want to talk to the police officers. 375 million interactions with the public every year. 375 million interactions. Overwhelmingly positive responses. Overwhelmingly positive responses. But I read in the papers all week, we all read in the papers, that in the black community, mothers are worried about their children getting home from school without being killed by a cop. What world are we living in? That doesn't happen. It does not happen. I am not Derek Chauvin. They are not him. He killed someone. We didn't. We are restrained. And you know what? I'm saying this to all the cops here. Because you know what? Everybody's trying to shame us. The legislators, the press, everybody's trying to shame us into being embarrassed about our profession.
Okay, is he right? I think he's right. And the point is, when you actually talk to cops, how must it feel right now that entirely absurd idea that in Chicago, where they had record killings, I mean, really record killings, and where there's a shouting match, an obscene shouting match between the mayor and a leading alderman about some of the looting and the devastation of the looting and the difficulties here. Chicago, this is a headline, Chicago sees deadliest weekend of gun violence in 2020 as George Floyd protests continue. Chicago saw its deadliest weekend of gun violence this year as protests, riots, and looting continue to rock the city. That was this weekend after the death of George Floyd. A total of 24 people were killed and at least 61 injured by gun violence. More than half shot on Sunday, Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown said. Now, these are not people who are shot by cops. They're people who are shot by civilians. And the cops put themselves on the line every single day in every city in this country to try to keep us safe. Here's Officer O'Mara of the PBA, of the Police Benevolent Association. Listen.
Well, you know what? This isn't stained by someone in Minneapolis. It's still got a shine on it. And so do theirs. So do theirs. Stop treating us like animals and thugs. And start treating us with some respect. That's what we're here today to say. We've been left out of the conversation. We've been vilified. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. Trying to make us embarrassed of our profession. 375 million interactions. Overwhelmingly, overwhelmingly positive. Nobody talks about all the police officers that were killed in the last week in the United States of America, and there were a number of them. We don't condone Minneapolis. We roundly reject what he did as disgusting. It's disgusting. It's not what we do. It's not what police officers do. Our legislators abandoned us. The press is vilifying us. Well, you know what, guys? I'm proud to be a cop, and I'm going to continue to be proud to be a cop.
And God bless you for your service and your clarity. 1-800-955-1776. When we come back, an eloquent defense from a black female to police officers.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to acsh.org today.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Michael Medved show, if this becomes a choice between police officers and looters, who do you think the American people are going to choose? And I know. People say the looters were only a tiny part of the demonstrations. What's shocking about this is that among Democrats, and this is according to the new CNN poll, among Democrats, there is a substantial percentage of people, about a third, who think that violence is justified, who are ready to excuse it. I don't think many of the people who've had their stores ransacked or set on fire, I don't think normal Americans, and when I mean normal Americans, I mean of every race and creed and color and economic standing, I don't think Americans buy that. Chris Cillizza, who is no conservative, he's, of course, with CNN. He wrote for many years for the New York Times. Chris Cillizza has a question that he poses on CNN.com. He says, is defund the police a massive political mistake? And he says, hell yeah. Of course it is a massive political mistake. Worse than that, it's a massive mistake in the real world. It's completely unthinkable. There's a great column today. I wish that every American reads it. It's by a columnist I don't know. She is a black woman. Her name is Nestride Yumga. She lives in Washington, D.C., and she is a dental assistant and a senior airman in the U.S. Air Force Reserve, and she's administrator for a private health care organization. Okay, so she's busy. She writes today in the Journal, if the only black lives that matter to the Black Lives Matter movement are those taken by rogue police officers, then let it be clear, not all black lives really matter to them. It tears my soul. As an African-American resident of Washington, that 30 young black men and women in the District of Columbia lost their lives to violent crime in the first 3 months of 2020. The police didn't kill them, but that doesn't mean that their lives mattered less. America has a major problem called violence. The high crime rates in African-American communities demand more social activism and economic initiative in recognition of the value of all black lives. But the Black Lives Matter movement throws racial antagonism into the equation to create an even bigger problem by turning Americans against each other, tearing down our cities, and bringing shame and disgrace to our great country. She is exactly right. She is exactly right. And this is a gigantic problem. Let me go to RJ in Port Angeles, Washington. RJ, you're on the Michael Medved show.
Good afternoon, Michael. So I'm wondering here. It would seem to me that since the Democrats seem to want to defund law enforcement, I think a good place to start would be to get rid of all the security detail for these people. And number two is I noticed that law enforcement's good enough to use against your political enemies. It seems to be good enough for your security details. But I noticed that all the laws that they want to pass this year, I haven't seen the Democrats take one law off the books they were trying to push against the American public to have the police enforce. So I'm just wondering how serious they really are about how terrible law enforcement is.
Well, what they're trying to do is to play both sides against the middle. Now, I will say Joe Biden and his campaign have spoken out very clearly. They're not in favor of abolishing police departments. They're not in favor of defunding police departments. In fact, previously in his campaign, before this whole thing started, Joe Biden had called for more money for policing. And I think that's appropriate. I think that's what most people want. There's an editorial today in the Wall Street Journal that talks about the rise in crime in major cities across the country. That has been going on. Now, I think a lot of that rise in crime has to do with cultural issues, what's in the air right now. Because there is a sense of things breaking down. That's the whole idea of the so-called broken windows theory. When you have a situation where people feel that everything is in disorder, as people said in the poll we covered yesterday, that was a different poll. That was the Wall Street Journal, NBC News poll. 80% of Americans think things are out of control. When people believe that, that's an invitation to criminals and to creeps. And look, in terms of security detail, today Joe Biden didn't speak in person at the George Floyd funeral. He did a, I think, a fairly effective 6-minute video that was played there and was well received. And basically, with a lot of biblical quotes and religious and meant to be uplifting and hopeful. But the point over here is that he didn't go to the funeral personally in Houston, Texas, because the family was concerned, and he apparently was concerned about a large security detail for a presidential candidate, as is important, disrupting the service that they are holding there. There's a new poll on defunding the police movement. There's a YouGov Yahoo News poll released today. It asked 1,060 adults if they supported cutting funds for police departments in an effort to reduce deadly force encounters. Of the options available, cutting funding received the least amount of support. 16% of people responded that they favored that measure. Of the people YouGov polled, 64% identified as white, 12% as black, 15% as Hispanic, and 9% as other. The so that reflected basically the makeup of our country. It's very close to what our country is. And the idea that you have even 16% who really want to defund police? Yeah, everywhere except in our neighborhood. This is the point that Nestrid Yumga makes in the Wall Street Journal. And boy, would I love to have her on. She writes, African Americans need messages of hope and motivation more than ever. Pity is patronizing. This movement's agenda is to make sure we feel oppressed, that we feel depressed, so that we hate ourselves more and despise our fellow Americans. Look, I don't understand what people are trying to gain by pushing this issue. Of course, everyone in the country feels terrible about the death of George Floyd. I'm sorry that he died. It's a terrible thing. And just as Officer O'Mara said in New York, it's very, very clear this was disgusting. But you know what? There are aspects of this case that get no attention at all. There's also an attempt to impose political correctness even on Looney Tunes. I don't know about politicians here. I'm talking about the real cartoons. That and more all coming up on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The third and final funeral service for George Floyd is continuing in Houston, Texas. Elvita King, niece to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Fox News contributor, says now is the time as Americans we need to act.
Whatever our differences, our skin color, weight, height, born male, born female, married, not married, rich, poor, veteran, baby in the womb, for God so loved.
Speaking on the Senate floor, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he believes protesters should exercise their First Amendment right because it's the right thing to do.
I have no criticism for the millions of Americans who peacefully demonstrated in recent days. Their cause is beyond righteous.
The Kentucky Republican does find it baffling that protests are allowed, but places of worship have to stay closed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
George Floyd funeral service in Houston. Al Sharpton has just begun what is meant to be the chief eulogy for the late George Floyd. Let's tune in to what Reverend Al has to say.
Be sure is in the house today. So let me get
local dignitaries and family members.
Everybody sending me notes. Want you to turn briefly to the book of Ephesians, 6th chapter. Ephesians is 6th chapter, because I think that we need to understand what we're dealing with here. Ephesians 6th chapter, it tells the story of why I think we need to really look at the situation differently. Because it talks about, in Paul's letter to the Philippians, Ephesians. Okay, I'm catching up with myself. It says, in his letter to the Ephesians, he says, finally be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God, so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers and authorities, against the powers of the darkness, against spiritual forces of wickedness in high places. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so when the day of evil comes, ye may be able to withstand your ground. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. We are not fighting some disconnected incidents. We are fighting an institutional systemic problem that has been allowed to permeate since we were brought to these shores. And we are fighting wickedness in high places. When you can put your knee on a man's neck and hold it there 8 minutes and 46 seconds, that's not even normal to a civilian, less known to a police officer. Try when you go home to put your knee down on something and hold it there that long. You got to be full of a lot of venom, full of something that really motivates you to press down your weight that long and not give out. And to think that you're certified by the state to carry a badge and a gun and you got all of that in you means that we have permitted people to become officers of the law that ought to be somewhere else in society. Imagine you pressing down on something 8 minutes that's telling you I can't breathe, that's begging for their life, and you keep pressing. What kind of mentality is that? So how do we screen who police officers are? And how do we get to this place over and over again? They told Eric Garner, put him in a chokehold. He said, I can't breathe. Those three cops walked, no prosecution. Until the law is upheld and people know they will go to jail, they're going to keep doing it because they're protected by wickedness in high places.
Okay. They're going to keep doing it. Look, of course, I think this is what you expect from Reverend Al. But let's see where he's going with the wickedness in high places and how far and how politically he takes it.
How are you going to tell them that your faith is going to be bad if you go on the other side of the line when everybody else got away with it? Who taught these cops that they can do this to George was those that let the cops before this get away with this. And when they have the highest level of government that excuses it.
When okay, it's
some
not
kids
true.
Wrongly start violence that this family don't condone and none of us do. The president talks about bringing in the military, but he not said one word about 8 minutes and 46 seconds of police.
He did, and he said so immediately. This is not true, and it's not fair.
Sympathy and all of this. He didn't give those on other situations his sympathy. He challenged China on human rights. But what about the human right of George Floyd?
Okay, one of the very first statements that President Trump tweeted out was justice for George Floyd. And he clearly has felt that it was appropriate in this case to prosecute the police officers. He's being held now on $1 million bail, Derek Chauvin, the lead officer in the case, the one with the knee on the neck. And when Al Sharpton says officers get away with it, they get away with it all the time, this is one of the biggest slanders and biggest mistakes that people make. No police officer wants to kill or harm anyone because it's terrible for your career. It leads you to getting fired, as Derek Chauvin was fired, immediately, and so were the other three officers who were there which is appropriate. And if you take a look at the Eric Garner case, they got away with it. Can you imagine being that was Officer Darren Wilson with Mike Brown, where everyone who investigated it, including federal officials, there was a struggle over his gun. That was a struggle in which the late Michael Brown engaged. And the idea that, first of all, that this happens all the time, the point that was made by Officer O'Mara is exactly right. 375 million interactions a year. Some of them go horribly wrong. And, by the way, nobody mentions the fact that sometimes they go horribly wrong. In fact, more often than unarmed civilians are killed by cops, cops are killed by civilians. And the idea, let me just tell you something that happened with my wife and myself. A little personal note. Okay, yesterday afternoon, we went for our walk, and we went for our walk together along the Sammamish River Trail near Bothell, Washington. It's a beautiful walk, beautiful park, Blythe Park, that is right there. And again, you need it at times like this. All along the Sammamish River Trail, some people had put the names of Michael Brown and Eric Garner and George Floyd, of course, and Breonna Taylor and many of the other well-advertised victims of police violence, and they put flowers by the names. And we saw a young lady, white, by the way, putting up more of those signs all along. It was very respectful. Okay, fine. The question would be, what about honoring some of the police officers who give their lives on the line of duty? We will get back to Al Sharpton. He is rising to a crescendo in his speech. And more. 1-800-955-1776, our phone number, on the Michael Medved Show. Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kanger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear, or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Michael Medved show. Let us go back to Al Sharpton during his eulogy for the late George Floyd in Houston. Listen.
So we come because God in his own way. He always, one of the ministers said it right, God always uses unlikely people to do his will. George Floyd had been an Ivy League school graduate and one of these ones with a long title. We would have been accused of reacting to his prominence. If he'd been a multimillionaire, they would have said that we were reacting to his wealth. If he had been famous athlete, as he was on the trajectory to be, we would have said we were reacting to his fame. But God took an ordinary brother from the third wall, from the housing projects, that nobody thought much about but those that knew him and loved him. He took the rejected stone, the stone that the builder rejected. They rejected him for jobs. They rejected him for positions. They rejected him to play certain keys. God took the rejected stone and made him the cornerstone of a movement that's going to change the whole wide world. One of these polished bourgeois brothers, because we still thought we was of no value. But George was just George. And now you have to understand, if you bother any one of us, it's a value to all of us. Oh, if you had any idea that all of us would react, you'd have took your knee off his neck. If you had any idea that everybody from those in the third ward to those in Hollywood would show up in Houston and Minneapolis and in Fayetteville, North Carolina, you'd have took your knee off his neck. If you had any idea that preachers, white and black, was going to line up in a pandemic when we told to stay inside and we come out in March in the streets at the risk of our health, you'd have took your knee off his neck. Because you thought his neck didn't mean nothing. But God made his neck to connect his head to his body, and you have no right to put your knee on that neck.
Al Sharpton speaking at the funeral for George Floyd, the funeral service. He's spoken before at funeral services in Minneapolis. This is the third round of funeral services. The late George Floyd was born in Fayetteville, North Carolina, taken to Houston where he grew up. And he grew up in housing projects, which is one of the questions that I have. One of the things that they're saying in Minneapolis is we got to take money away from the police and give more money to public housing. George Floyd grew up in public housing. He couldn't wait, like most people, to get away from that. And in fact, he was sent to Minneapolis on a drug rehab assignment done through a church with which he was involved. All of this is so terribly, terribly sad. And every detail is sad, and it's horrifying. And the point that Nestrida Yumga makes in a necessary column, and again, I need to mention, she is an African-American female. She says, African-Americans need messages of hope and motivation more than ever. Pity is patronizing. This movement's agenda is to make sure we feel oppressed and depressed so that we hate ourselves more and despise our fellow Americans. Well, she's right. You just heard Al Sharpton. He was talking contemptuously about bourgeois brothers. In other words, people who have entered the middle class and above, which is more and more black Americans. They have statistics that they ran today from Associated Press about the differences between black and white. And the statistics dramatically show that black people in this country have been making more rapid progress. They still don't earn the same as white people, still don't have the same wealth, still don't have the same educational outcomes. But the progress of black people has been dramatic, and it's been faster than the progress of white people. Those gaps have been reduced. They are not as extreme as they once were. And Nestrida Yumga says, the person who makes you believe you're oppressed also limits how far you can go. If African Americans are oppressed, it is by the people who tell us we are and who will do their very best to shut us down when we try to scream out, we are not oppressed. In other words, I am not a victim, which people need to say. She writes, I am not oppressed. I am free. I am blessed to follow in the footsteps of great black American women such as Harriet Tubman, Kathy Hughes, and Sheila Johnson. Black Lives Matter and its supporters don't represent all black Americans. They don't represent our communities. They don't speak for us, and they don't act in our best interests, and they don't care about our prosperity. The overwhelming majority of black Americans are for peaceful, effective protests like those led by Dr. King, and for real reforms that help us prosper and be free. This is so well said. And of course, she's exactly right. And I'm not sure that Reverend Sharpton would agree. Reverend Sharpton, you want to go back for the last few moments here? Al Sharpton in Houston.
Been walking by the Trayvon Martins, been walking by the Aubreys, been walking by, and now we stopped for George Floyd. And I'm in Houston today because I don't want nobody to call me a passerby. Jamie here because he's not a passerby. All
morning you are here because we're not passerbys. And we're going to be back in Minneapolis when the trial starts. Because you may pack the police union on one side, but the righteous is going to be on the other side of that courtroom. It's time that we reclaim the righteous in this country. Well, Reverend, we don't know if we got the money, we got the political power. Well, we got the vote. And we got something that we had before we had the vote. We had God on our side. That's why when they was even in slavery, they used to have church out in the slave quarters. Because they understood that if they called on God, that God would answer prayer. And the same God that brought us from chattel slavery is still on the throne. The same God that brought us from the back of the bus is still on the throne. The same God that brought us from Jim Crow is still on the throne. And if we're right, he'll fight our battle. And we'll put George's name in history where they say that's the one that they shouldn't have touched. That's the neck they shouldn't have bent down on. Because if my people called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my faith and turn from your wicked way, then you will hear from heaven, I will heal the land.
That's Al Sharpton, I believe, wrapping up his funeral oration for George Floyd. We are at a dramatic moment. No wonder, given the intense coverage, given the demonstrations everywhere, given the violence, given some of the destruction in Chicago, new destruction, a new violent confrontation in Seattle as well. I mean, all of this going on right now, of course people now suddenly view a new dominant issue in this election, the issue generally of race relations. What does that mean? And what does that mean for the outcome of this political struggle? We will get to that and much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.